How to Invite Honest Questions About Meaning, Truth, and Christ in Postmodern Spirituality and Therapeutic Individualism. Many people are not asking traditional religious questions first. They may not begin with, how can I be saved? They may begin with, who am I? What is my story? Why was I hurt? Can I be authentic? Can I trust anyone? What is true for me? Can I heal? A Christian leader can build gospel bridges from these questions. The first bridge is meaning. People long for a story that makes sense of their life. The Christian faith says your life is not random. You are created by God, made in His image, embodied as a living soul, and called into relationship with Him. You are not merely a bundle of feelings, wounds, desires, labels, or choices. You are an image bearer. The second bridge is truth. Personal experience matters, but personal experience is not the final measure of reality. Jesus does not say, I will help you invent your truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Truth is not merely an idea. Truth has a name. Truth became flesh. The third bridge is healing. Many people who use therapeutic language are longing for relief from shame, fear, family pain, religious wounds, or emotional exhaustion. The gospel does not ignore wounds. Jesus meets wounded people with compassion, but He also calls them into repentance, forgiveness, reconciliation with God, and new life. The fourth bridge is authority. Many people distrust authority because authority has been misused. Christian leaders should admit that religious authority can be abused, but abuse of authority does not mean all authority is evil. Jesus is the good King, the good Shepherd, and the servant Lord. His authority heals rather than exploits. A helpful ministry phrase might be, I hear your desire to live honestly and heal. Christians believe Jesus does not call us into pretending. He calls us into truth that is deeper than self-invention and grace that is stronger than shame. Would you be open to exploring what He says about identity and freedom? This topic requires patience. Do not turn the conversation into a culture war. Do not flatten the person into a slogan. Do not confuse compassion with agreement. Listen for the longing. Clarify the words, ask permission, stay Christ-centered. The sovereign self cannot carry the weight of being God, but Jesus Christ can carry the person who is weary of trying to define, heal, and save themselves.